HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm premiere puts MAGA front and center, it's a great people repellent. By Ben Q on January 20, 2020. Actor Larry David ridiculed President Donald Trump and his supporters in the 10th season premiere of his HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm. With series creator and star wearing a Make America Great Again hat as a people repellent. The theme comes up near the beginning of the episode when Larry's friend Jeff tells him how he doesn't want to play golf with an old friend because of his habit for wearing a MAGA hat, which he believes he is looked down upon for doing in the notoriously liberal city of Los Angeles. Larry agrees with Jeff, but then realizes in a moment of inspiration that the hat can be used to repel people in certain situations, namely a lunch with his colleague Phil Rosenthal. Sure enough, Larry turns up to the lunch wearing the MAGA cap, forcing Rosenthal to make up an excuse for leaving. After that, Larry uses the hat to free up seats at a sushi bar, with people so disgusted they chose not to sit next to him. Two seats at the sushi bar. You know what? The man says, before seeing Larry. Actually, I think we'd prefer to sit at a table. Please, the man says after Larry dons the red hat. After nearly knocking him over with his poor driving, Larry is then threatened by a motorcyclist enraged at his reckless driving. However, as the man gets angrier, Larry opens the window and reveals his MAGA hat, causing the man to calm down. Biker, motherfucker. What the fuck? What are you trying to do, man? What the fuck are you doing? You little fucker. Larry, oh, God. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Biker, what the fuck? Larry, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Biker, I'm out to rip you out of that fucking car. You little shit. Larry, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Biker, oh. Just be more careful next time, okay? It's really coming in handy, Larry remarked after the various incidents. It's a great people repellent. David's mockery of Trump and his supporters shouldn't surprise given his own political leanings. Last September, David was among the many left-wing Hollywood actors, including Deborah Messing, who starred in the Mueller Report play. The production doubled as a fundraising effort for former Senator Barbara Boxer's, DCA, PAC for a Change. Earlier this month, the Seinfeld co-creator told Late Show host Stephen Colbert that socialist Bernie Sanders would be great for the country if elected president. David admitted it would be terrible for him. Not because he is a high earner, but because it will mean he will have to appear on Saturday Night Live even more frequently. I thought when he had the heart attack that would be it. I wouldn't have to fly in from Los Angeles. But, you know, he's indestructible. Nothing stops this man. David exclaimed. If he wins, do you know what that will do to my life? It will be great for the country, great for the country. Terrible for me. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.